Todd, we're here at Indianapolis 500 weekend, and the race is going to run on, or the cars in the race are going to run on 100% ethanol this year. And I understand that your company, Anders & Hauser, is got a lot of people out here today, and we're this is Carb Day where we're at right now. But you got a lot of folks out. I'd like first of all to have you explain a little bit about what your company does.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we're certainly glad to be out here and be a sponsor of the ethanol IRL IndyCar with Jeff Simmons. We've got a lot of motivated employees and the whole organization behind the whole ethanol program. Our company does process instrumentation, measurement and control. We measure level in tanks and flow in pipes and pressure, temperature, and analytical measurement. So a lot of the people we have out here today are our customers. I think we have roughly some 90 people out here enjoying Carb Day and watching the cars run around the track.
Yeah, we've got a race that just got started. And when you talk about the types of products that you make and your customers here, who are the, what types of companies are your main customers?
We do a lot of work in the food and beverage industry, so a lot of the Cargills, ADMs, Tate & Lyle, those kinds of companies we do a lot of work with, Nestle. We also do a lot of work in the chemical and petrochemical markets, so all the big Dow's and DuPont's and BASF Bears, all those are our big customers of ours. We're also heavy into the water, wastewater, municipal markets, and we do a lot, of course, in the renewable fuels and renewable energy marketplaces.
So when it comes to ethanol, for example, what would be the types of ways that you're helping companies that are involved in the manufacturing and processing to make ethanol?
We sell pretty much the full plant of instrumentation, so all the level that is in the feedstock tanks and the finished product tanks, all the flow meters that measure the product from point A to point B. We do all the pressure and temperature measurements in the facilities as well as analytical. So we partner a lot with the Fagans and ICM and Broyns, Delta T, ProTech, even smaller companies like Greenline and some of those, Lurgy, PSI, certainly a large company out of Tennessee. So we work a lot with those engineering firms and plant builders and constructors and do all the measurement points in the plant in both ethanol and biodiesel.
So what's your take? What's your thoughts on the whole relationship between Team Ethanol and the IRL, and especially Ray Hall Letterman with a car out here?
I'll tell you, it's really exciting. Of course, being headquartered here for our U.S. operations out of Indianapolis, we're all pretty big race fans, so it's a nice draw for us, and it's actually a perfect fit for our company. We're a privately owned company. We're still owned by the Endres family. We're actually located and headquartered out of the Basel, Switzerland area, a town called Reinach. We actually do a lot of work, of course, on a global scale with the renewable energy, but the racing platform is perfect for us. Like I said, being located here, but the visibility that you get and the fact that it's 100% ethanol this year, all of our employees are very much, and it fits very well with our culture. When we talk about environmentally friendly reduction of the dependence on foreign oil, it just everything in the culture and the values that we have as an organization fits so well with the whole ethanol program, and you can't ask for a better spokesman than Jeff Simmons and the driver of the ethanol car. It just is perfect.
So with the growth and development of the ethanol industry in the United States, what has that meant for your company? I mean, how has this, what kind of impact has it had?
Great question. We probably 3 years ago did probably less than $500,000 in sales to the renewable energy marketplace. Since then, we will do somewhere between $8 to $10 million in sales just in the United States. If we look at it on a global scale, it's probably $20 million that we're doing to the renewable energy marketplace. And that's just the initial sales of the equipment. After that, to support the plants and make sure that they're running services, maintenance issues afterwards to support the plants and the plant managers is also something that we're looking for. So the financial impact, but I would say as important, if not more important, is just the sense of having a goal that is so fitting with our culture is what's most important, because this is just a great opportunity for us to our Klaus Endres, our CEO, is very much into the environment, so the whole renewable energy thing fits so well for him too. So the impact just motivationally has been extremely positive as well.
Well, looking at Epic as an organization, what are your thoughts on the type of work that they're doing and success that, I mean, do you believe they are going the right direction, having success in promoting and getting the public to accept and understand this fuel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work a lot with Steve Rust, and he just does a terrific job. I mean, not only coordination, but just the visibility of the program. He's come in and had a number of meetings with us about where, you know, where they're going with it, what the industry's doing, the directions and the things that they want to have one common voice. And it's taking a bunch of different players with different, you know, potential interests and bringing a common platform together so we're all talking about the overall industry in the same way. Steve's energy and passion is second to none. We bring customers out to the different IRL events, Kansas, Texas Motor Speedway, Richmond, Chicago, and he does a great job taking care of us. But I would say just the overall visibility of it. I mean, we've got, you know, local commercials now with Jeff Simmons pulling up to the Gas America pumps and talking about the ethanol, and just being able to get that awareness and visibility. People are talking about it now more than ever, and I think Epic's played a big role in that.
Anything else about the ethanol industry, your company, or the work that Epic's doing that we didn't touch on you might want people to know or be aware of?
I would say just, you know, the overall additional technology, you know, as the industry continues to grow, and where we're going to be at in terms of, you know, the corn and corn production and the ethanol and going to other forms, cellulosic type of technology, and Epic playing a role in making the key players aware of where the market is going. So, you know, maybe it requires us to develop some new products. So new product research and development and working close with the industry on the types of applications that are required. What are ways we can even make it more efficient, you know, productivity, efficiency gains. So I would say that the other role Epic plays is the awareness of where the industry is going and how we may be able to play in that and really being able to bounce ideas back and forth for new products and new applications.
I understand that you had a kind of an exciting moment out here today. They have a little competition for the fastest lap, and you were able to be involved in that. So just describe that process.
It was actually very, very exciting. We were supposed to do a presentation for every practice session. There's a check given to the winner of the fastest lap or who runs the fastest lap during practice, and we had the privilege today as Enderson Hauser, or on behalf of Enderson Hauser, to present the check to Tony Kanaan. Ran over 225 miles an hour out there for practice, and we were supposed to do it at about 6 o'clock this evening or so, we were told. We thought we had plenty of time to get to the track, brought my wife and son with me, and we ended up getting here, and they whisked us away right away to get this. So we made it with about 2.5 minutes to spare to get down to the yard of bricks, but we presented it to Tony Kanaan and got to meet Johnny Rutherford and got to see the behind the scenes. So it was a very exciting time, and we certainly appreciate the opportunity to do that.
Well, thank you very much. That's Todd Lucy, who's general manager of Enderson Hauser.